Welcome to the Latchkey Sibs, the podcast that challenges three siblings to take a look at our childhood movie cabinet and, one film at a time, criticize or defend the viewing choices we made as kids. I'm your host and the oldest, Holland.
And I'm Allegra.
I was born after her.
And I'm Gray. I'm the favorite.
Great. And as you can probably see by the title, this month, our theme is...
It's gonna be me.
And in case you don't know what that means, we are going to be drafting musical movies. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they are all, like, traditional musicals, but we are drafting... But those are on the table, but also any movie with, like, musical performance in them also count. So we're kind of expanding.
Are We There Yet?
A la School of Rock.
I have a question. Does that include dance numbers? Like, does the character have to be singing or lip syncing?
I think singing has to be involved.
Okay.
What about lip syncing?
I am open to discussing that. I think lip syncing could potentially count. Oh my God, Gray, you honestly just gave me an idea.
It's probably what I just wrote down.
Lip sync for your life.
I actually don't know if this is lip syncing, but I don't know. For some reason.
Oh, I know for a fact mine is.
Okay. Wait, no, I just thought of another one. No, okay. I thought of another one that is loose, but okay, we'll see.
Footloose?
I guess before we dive into the draft, I'll just let everybody know that traditionally, each week, one of us has to present a movie to be critiqued while the other two score it based on five specific categories. Each week's score will be added up, and at the end of the season, the sibling with the most points wins, while the loser will be forced to do some sort of punishment. So, this week we are drafting for It's Gonna Be May. We each will be drafting two good movies and two stinky movies to be put on the stink wheel. And when it is time to choose a movie, we will get to flip a coin, and if it lands favorably, we get to choose a movie from our good list that we've drafted, but if it does not land our way, we have to spin the stinky wheel and receive a bad movie to defend. But, yeah, do we want to just dive in and determine draft order?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so I'm going to put paper, the scissors, name of a BTS odd man's member out. In a vase.
Odd man out.
Okay.
Rock paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay, Gray's odd man out.
Okay. Yeah, sure, I'll go first.
Okay, and I guess Allegra and I will play to see. Okay.
Rock paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay, I will go last.
Okay.
Allegra goes in the middle.
No way.
Okay. All right. I guess, do we have to say anything else? Oh, I guess maybe one thing we want to figure out, maybe we don't have to do it now. Maybe we can figure it out before the first ep, but do we want to replace appropriate for children again in our scoring category?
Yeah, I thought we were going to do it for catchiness.
Okay.
Boppability.
Boppability, catchiness. How much fun are we having during the musical performances? Okay. Works for me.
So it could be a shite movie, but the best musical performance, and that'll just look at her completely attacking me. I'm sorry, Gray's being assaulted.
He's covered by a kitty.
Aw, what a stinky beeper.
All right. So yeah. Okay. Catchiness.
Catchiness.
Gray, do you want to kick us off?
Yeah.
He's getting smacked in the face.
I'm going to kick us off, and it's just couldn't have been more perfect.
Wait, are we going goodies or stinkies?
Good first, stink second.
Okay.
Good first. It's been a long time coming. It's been drafted before, I think multiple times, but now it's finally coming together. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I knew you were going to choose this one.
There are multiple original songs in this movie, and all of them, in my opinion, are hilarious and catchy. So
you should go to therapy. I don't want to go to therapy.
Okay. Allegra. Oh my god, I forgot about all of the Russell Brand stuff.
Okay, so yeah. This was really hard. Forgetting Sarah Marshall was definitely on the least.
Not on my radar whatsoever.
I know one that is on Holland's radar.
You probably know a couple.
But I think I think it would maybe be fun to choose Moulin Rouge.
Ooh, okay. That's interesting because I thought you didn't like that movie.
I didn't like it in seventh grade and okay. When we were babysitting and I didn't know what it was a musical. I didn't know it was a jukebox musical and I didn't know it was a mashup musical. So I think it was just a lot of, what is this? I was not prepared. But we saw the stage show and it was fun. So yeah. I think I'd like to try again.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, my number one pick is going to be easy. I mentioned it last month, and I chickened out by drafting it, but I'm going to not chicken out this time, and my first choice is going to be Josie and the Pussycats.
Nice. Oh, I forgot about that, but I'm so excited to potentially watch it.
And see, now my second one is really tough.
Yeah.
Because I know what I... Like, there's two... that I really wanted. Actually, you know what? I will do. I'll do. You know what? I'll do Grease. Classic.
Oh.
Classic.
Yeah, that was on my radar. I was really annoyed because so many of the options, or I mean, like so many of the lists of bad musicals had Grease 2 on it.
Yeah, and we had already watched it. We already did it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Allegra.
So, this is tough. Okay, so this one might be debatable. So, I'll mention it because I'm not sure. I was going to go Baby Driver because music is such an important part
of
it.
No one's performing.
But no one's singing.
Yeah,
also, do you really want to draft Baby Driver with all the canceled people in that movie?
It's still a good movie.
It's still a good movie.
I know, but it's... watching Kevin Spacey in anything can take me out.
When was the last time you listened to a Michael Jackson song?
Holland doesn't really...
Willingly?
Exactly.
My point being, if Me Too taught us anything, is you could be a horrible, awful person and still, like, good at a job. Like, those two things are true simultaneously. But, yeah.
Well, Baby Driver doesn't
Ansel
count.
Elgort.
What's next?
All right, fine. Jesus. Fuck. Shit. Fuck. Because there's, like, movies that I think I should choose, and then there's movies that... But those also movies that I'm like, I don't really know if I want to watch those.
Well, then don't watch them.
Let's go Wayne's World.
Oh, love it.
Okay.
Love it. Hey, guys, I don't know if you can tell. I have a type. That is such a good pick. There are multiple musical performances. There is an original song, I think.
Wayne's World. Does that count?
No, his girlfriend Cassandra.
I honestly haven't seen Wayne's World in a really
I mean she does
time.
She does a cover when he first sees her, but I'm pretty sure there's that one point she's singing. Maybe it's another cover and I just wasn't familiar with it, but there's multiple musical performances. Obviously there's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, that's the one I remember.
And the Wayne's World theme. cool.
Okay,
that's Ray. I really hope you flip correctly. Thank you, all right, Mike. My last one. So I had a couple good ones. I definitely wanted to go like the Disney route, but I think it'll just be more fun. It's a movie I've only seen once, and I actually only saw it like within the last 5 or 6 years, and I loved it, and I want to see it again. Almost Famous.
Oh, I've never seen it, actually. Wow.
I have.
I know, we owned it on DVD, but for some reason, I just never watched it.
Wow, I'm honestly DVD cover, shocked.
The DVD cover is not alluring, nor does it give away anything about the movie.
Is
so
it just
when
like
I was a
Kate
kid,
Hudson wearing sunglasses?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that what, yeah.
I know you watch it all the time, Holland.
I'm shocked, but I think especially you, like, this is such a you movie.
Yeah, Allegra, you are going to love this movie.
It's literally about, like, a young journalist following, like,
when he
with
says
a
young journalist, it's a 14-year-old
like
kid.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Who, like, goes on tour with basically, like, a Led Zeppelin / Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Here's the thing. And I'm not saying this is, a good reason why I never watched it. It was always in your room, and I feel like whenever you watched it, you were like, don't talk to me, get out. So I was like, oh,
that's
I guess
just Holland in high school.
I know, I'm just saying that, like, it was one of those things where it's like Holland would watch it all the time, but Holland would never want to watch it with me, so I never ended up, like, seeking it out on my own.
Yeah, that all tracks. Right. all right, cool. So to recap, I had chosen Forgetting Sarah Marshall and Almost Famous. Allegra has Moulin Rouge and Wayne's World. Very big discrepancy. Yeah. And Holland has Josie and the Pussycats and Grease. And so we unfortunately only get to watch potentially not even one of each of those.
I know.
And honestly, this is like the two movies that I have are like God tier movies to me. These are S tier Holland movies.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like we did a pretty good job in terms of the nostalgia.
Yeah, I think so.
Gray has never flipped a stinker so far this year. But how funny would it be if, like, we go get another month? I think it'll be the third time Forgetting Sarah Marshall is drafted. And we don't watch it, it'll become like the white whale of the year. We keep trying to find reasons why it fits the theming.
I'm even looking at my list now, and I'm like, if I get a good movie again, I think I'm gonna choose Almost Famous.
Yeah, Almost Famous is a great choice too.
Even though I wouldn't give it a high nostalgia score.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm gonna win this season.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Gray doesn't need your nostalgia.
But hopefully we've chosen good movies that Meg would also thoroughly enjoy and not divorce you over. So.
Yeah,
well,
totally.
We haven't made it to the stink list yet.
Yeah,
so.
We haven't made it to the stink list yet. Which brings me to my first pick.
Okay.
So this one was very hard. But
yeah, it was hard to find movies for this.
I persevered. And I was able to come up with a movie that I know Allegra has seen because we saw it together.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be a movie you guys do not remember, or it was not even on your radar. It is The Rocker, starring Rainn Wilson.
Oh my God.
I actually never saw that one.
I saw that. I think it was you
and me, Holland, who went and saw it.
Did we see it in theater? I know I saw the movie in theaters.
We saw it in theaters.
Forgot about that movie. That's a really deep pull.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Great. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've never seen this movie.
Wow. And isn't Emma Stone in it?
Yes.
I think so.
I'm looking at it right now.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Oh, it's I'm.
Wow.
I haven't seen it since that fateful day.
Yeah. Same.
And I have a feeling it's going to be terrible.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I feel like that was a movie like where we saw it and I was like, that wasn't as good as I was hoping it would be.
Yes, exactly.
That's like my sentiment.
Even that movie came out, what year did that movie come out? 2008, so I was 11. And yeah, I think that was right around the time when I was actually kind of able to understand, like, oh yeah, This movie's
bad
not
movies
good.
Exist.
Yeah, Rainn Wilson, Emma Stone, Bradley Cooper, Will Arnett, Josh
Bradley
Gad,
Cooper?
Christina Applegate, Jane Lynch, Jeff Garland, Jason Sudeikis, Fred
Armisen.
Oh my
god. This is
oh
the
my
most
god.
2008
So
cast.
Many people are in this movie.
Yeah, what the hell?
So
oh my
if it
god,
wasn't
that makes me
Teddy
so...
Teddy Geiger's in it, too.
A comedy not even appreciated in its own time. It's going to be good.
All right, Allegra. What's your first stink?
So, honestly, maybe I only put, like, 5 possible stinks because I knew that this actually would be pretty easy because Gray hates musicals, check, and Holland hates bad comedy music, so I'm like,
oh,
you know what,
no.
Like, I think I'm solid. So the first one, easy, Phantom of the Opera.
Oh god.
Oh,
if
god.
I force Gray to watch Phantom, he's not gonna
with Gerard Butler.
Oh god.
That movie
I've gone this
sucks.
Long. I've gone this long. I hope I can survive this month.
I finally just saw that on Broadway.
Broadway
right before it closed.
It's fine on Broadway.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
Seeing
on
that big ass chandelier? That's cool.
Yeah. But the movie?
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
Just look up, like, Phantom of the Opera chandelier.
I won't.
You don't need to see. It's
no,
Holland, it's
I'm
quick.
Not going
to
do it. You can't
okay.
make me.
Well,
I won't.
Your loss. Your loss. Your loss.
I know people are really attached to the movie. Like, a lot of people are very nostalgic for the movie, and so they might be offended that I put this on the stinker wheel. But, no, it is bad. It is bad. It's like Les Mis when they casted, what's his face?
Russell Crowe.
Allegra,
don't say picks.
I forgot that could have been an option. Oh no.
Well,
Holland,
your first
turn.
And second picks.
I'm
please don't
gonna,
choose it. I just saw
I'm
it for the first time like 3 months ago.
I'm
I
not
don't
gonna
wanna,
choose it because I don't want to watch
it again.
Fucking
watch
it's
that
so
movie.
I so,
so
it, okay, Holland. I just have to say real quick, since we're not choosing it, I still want to talk about it. So when it came out, Meg was just a little like dancer girl, and she'd seen it. I think like her dance team. Went to New York, and I think she saw it on Broadway or something.
Wow.
And was like, it's the greatest thing ever, because apparently on Broadway it really is.
Yeah, I hear
it's
really,
amazing
yeah.
on live.
And
I mean,
so,
it's a classic.
And so I think they also like went and saw this in theaters when it came out, and her, you know, she was a tween, and so she was just like, it was amazing. But she hasn't mm-hmm. seen it since then, and it's been 15 years or something.
Wow.
And she was like,
no,
she's been wanting me
maybe
to watch Les Mis 4 years. And so finally I was like, yeah, let's do it. Like, you're choosing the movie. I'm not going to complain. Like, it's totally fine. Let's watch it. And like 25 minutes in.
2012.
Like 25 minutes in, Meg goes, wait, is it only singing? Yeah, she. I was like, I've never seen this movie, and that's the one thing I know about this movie is it's only singing.
Well, and she saw the stage play and the movie, and then forgot it was all singing.
Yeah,
it was
just
a
so
tween.
Funny. It was so funny because
oh
I was like,
God.
That's like the one thing I know about this movie. And then also, it was just also underrated. Russell Crowe gets so much flack for being a bad singer. When Eddie Redmayne is right there also being a terrible singer.
Oh, and Hugh Jackman also sucks in this movie. His voice, because he dehydrates himself to the point where his voice sounds like an old lady dying. It's just like... Almost everyone sounds terrible in this
yeah,
movie.
Except for Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway crushes. That's
yeah, she
totally...
won an Oscar for a reason. Yeah, I mean, that was the same experience I had. Because I know...
We saw it in theater.
I remember
it's also
we
like
in...
2.5 hours, which is so
yeah.
unnecessary.
I remember we were in Tahoe.
In Heavenly.
Yeah. We saw it in theaters, and I remember being like, wait, it's all singing.
No, we Googled it before.
Oh, we Googled it before,
and
we were
like, Holland, I'm letting you know right now it's all singing,
right.
no talking. And you were like, thank you for letting me know.
I knew we found out like at the day,
like less than an hour before.
Yeah.
So yeah. Please don't fucking pick it. Holland, what are your first and second picks?
Okay. First pick, I'm hoping at least one of you has seen this. I feel like you have, maybe, Allegra. But my first pick is from Justin to Kelly.
I have not seen this movie.
Have you, Gray? Damn it. Okay.
I also saw that on all of the like worst musicals of all time list.
It is bad.
Honestly, you know what? I'll allow it.
No, but put it on it as a maybe if we have not seen any of your other picks. Okay. Too.
What about Burlesque?
No,
I've seen Chicago, not Burlesque.
Damn it. Okay. Well, I know you guys have seen this. Team America.
Yep.
Fuck yeah. Oh, that's going to be all such. Right. That's going to be a movie that Meg's going to be like, God, no.
America.
And yeah. I'm so
I mean,
excited.
This is one that I'm upset with myself for putting because I don't want to watch it. If somebody else gets this, you're going to get a horrible score from me.
Dude, I'm not mad at that at all. This is like basketball again.
Exactly.
Is there musical numbers in that? I mean, it's the South Park band. There's got to be a musical number.
It's a musical.
There's full America. Fuck yeah. Yeah.
That's just the intro.
But there's fully songs.
Day, yeah.
Right?
I believe there are other songs, but
I'm pretty sure there are.
I don't think I've seen that movie since high school.
I'm pretty sure there are. Same.
Josh, yeah, I haven't seen this movie since middle school.
Okay. What about Camp Rock?
No.
Oh, fuck. That was on my list. Yeah, Camp Rock.
Have you seen it? Okay.
Yeah, I've seen
it. Have you seen? Okay. Camp Rock. Camp Rock. I think that's Camp Rock 2, though, yeah. With the clapping. Okay.
The first one, I actually just saw this movie like six or seven months ago for the first time. Because it was just like every time Meg's friend comes over and like spends the night, we just get high and watch terrible movies. and this was that one. And
yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited to watch it again. It's so bad.
I think this would be, like, a fun bad one to watch.
It's like, truly, truly awful. Yeah, it's a fun bad. And it's, like, a tight 90 minutes, too.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a decom.
Yeah.
So, I'll tell you one that's on the list that I know we cannot watch because it's, we haven't seen the second one on the pod. It's Goldmember.
Oh, yeah.
Because Beyonce has the Goldmember song in it. He's got the Midas touch. But he touches too much.
And daddy.
Daddy wasn't there.
To take me to the fair. Okay, we all know it. We all know it.
We all know it intimately. For better or for worse.
I feel like Gray might have drafted.
Fuck me.
It's not the size that matters. It's how you use it. Yeah,
that was
Gray,
a good Michael Caine.
Yeah.
My cocaine. I think Gray drafted Spy Who Shagged Me.
I drafted Spy Who Shagged Me.
But we never watched it, so we can't watch Goldmember. But I wanted to honorable mention it. Okay, one that I don't think we could use, even though I think it would be really fun to watch again, because I just finished Molly Shannon's memoir, but it's Superstar. Superstar. But I looked up the ending performance, and I think it's just dancing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just dance.
Like, she might do, like, a joke shitty audition at some point in the movie, but I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, that might be.
Why don't you go drink a bottle of yourself, Evian?
God, I haven't seen Superstar in a long time.
Exactly. So I feel like that could be a fun one to watch again.
That one could also potentially be on the line. That might be more mid,
yeah,
too.
So,
I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen it forever.
Instead, because I don't even think the stink wheel is too stinky yet. And
I tried, man.
So I didn't have Team America, but it's something in a similar vein, but it depends entirely on whether or not Gray has seen it.
Okay.
It's the Tenacious D movie, Pick of Destiny.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen it.
Bad? You haven't seen Pick of Destiny?
No.
It's bad? So I only have one last movie on my stinker list, but I know Holland has seen it.
Okay.
And this one is like, it could maybe be like straddling the line. It's like a mid movie. I think I saw it on a plane. Music and Lyrics.
Oh, that one's really cute. That's good.
I remember not liking it, but
it's a rom-com.
I was a cynical little shithead, so I don't know.
I don't.
Is that the movie?
I mean, that's with Drew Barrymore and Hugh Grant.
Yeah, that's a cute
and then
movie.
Pop. Is goes it by.
So? Should it be eliminated from the stinker list?
I don't think it's that stinky. Okay. It's like. Yeah, I don't know.
Ooh, then I don't really have anything. Okay, hold on. Let me just quickly think about all the worst musicals I have ever seen.
Maybe
in my
think
life.
Of more DCOMs.
Suddenly, I can't remember any movie that has ever existed.
Oh my God, Allegra, what? Check what? The chat. What? Check the chat.
Tier stinker from Gray. The final moment.
Queuing her up.
Which means he has something worse that he's holding back. It's the Country Bears.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Wow. You know, yeah.
Can we stop?
No, the thing is, I don't have anything worse. I just found that.
Wow.
That's the worst one. That's the one to miss. Okay, and just to round it out, because I need to drink coffee and need to leave, I am going to go with... I have two, and they're both honestly going to be kind of like mid.
We just put the stinkiest stinker in there, so it's okay to balance it out.
Okay, do we want to go with one that's like, we know it's going to be like kind of fun bad? Or do we go with one that's like, it could be mid, it was a good movie when it came out, but probably just didn't age well?
Well, what's on the list right now?
We have... Like,
what have we already drafted?
The Rocker, Phantom of the Opera, Country Bears, Team America, and Camp Rock.
Honestly, most of those already sound fun bad. I'm not opposed to more fun bad. Which one would Meg hate less?
The fun bad one.
All right.
Go fun bad.
Let's go fun bad.
Okay.
Unless
no, it's fine. I'm fine with it. I'm gonna go with High School Musical.
Okay, see, that was on my list. That was also on my list.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
The Hangover.
Oh yeah, I'd rather watch High School Musical.
Yeah, exactly.
Musical performance in it.
What do tigers dream of when they take a little tiger snooze?
I completely forgot.
And that's the only singing in the whole movie.
And then I guess there's like a. Is the lip sync the Phil Collins thing?
No, I was going to say, no. There also is, in The Hangover, there is the Dan Band, and they do I'll Take You to the Candy Shop. That's another musical performance.
Wait.
Okay, yeah, I think High School Musical.
But no, the lip syncing I was thinking of was Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That was on my list of goodies.
I probably...
We could have gone old school. With
I probably would have accepted that.
Every now and then I get a little fucking tired.
And I get a little bit tired, and I see the fucking look in your eyes.
The lip sync that I thought of was Just Friends.
I thought you were thinking of
that. And I swear. But there's also.
But there's also
Forgiveness. Oh my God, Forgiveness. That is a top tier song.
Yeah.
Is more than saying sorry. Anna Faris crushes that movie.
So yeah, that was on my list, but I didn't really know where to put it.
It's a mid one. It's a good
versus good or bad. Some other ones I had Get Over It, but
I'm surprised you didn't get over it. I thought you were going to choose it.
I know.
Hey,
I kind of
like
went.
How do you like Daphne butt?
Right I in, went for Grease.
Right in the camera.
Instead.
I love how she has a two-toned butthole.
I also had That Thing You Do.
I also had That Thing You Do.
Isn't that movie good?
Yeah, that was on my good
list.
Like,
as a good list. I'm just saying things I didn't choose now.
Oh, gotcha.
I also had Spice World, which again.
Oh, that would have been a fun stinker.
Yeah. And then Shrek 2.
Nice. That would
be shit.
And Spy Kids 2.
I saw you write Spy Kids 2.
Yeah, I thought of that like as we were talking. And then I also had Cheetah Girls on the stinky side.
I thought we were going to save High School Musical for like a July School Musical where we watch all three, but...
I don't know. I'm not that precious about it. I don't know if we're ever going to do that. But also, if it doesn't get chosen, then we still can. You're covered in cats.
The ones... So, there was a lot of Mel Brooks movies. So, I was like, for goodies, I was going to maybe do Sing Street, because I really want Gray to watch that movie.
That's too new, though.
It's... Oh, you're right. I also watched it recently.
I love that movie, though.
I need to create the stinker wheel real quick. And then Allegra needs to flip a coin.
Yeah.
I just want to read through the rest of my goodies real quick. Mm-hmm. There's the Mel Brooks movies, which is like Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, and Men in Tights.
I've never seen any of those.
Oh,
I've seen all of them.
Genuinely, Helen, I do think you would really enjoy.
I did just recently watch. I recently did watch Spaceballs.
Oh.
I'd seen it before, but I recently.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
It's fine.
And there's Holy Grail and Life of Brian.
I was thinking of Life of Brian.
In the last few months, this doesn't have anything to do with musicals, but in the last few months, I've watched a lot of movies with like a young Bill Pullman. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Bill Pullman was hot. Like, I'm into it.
And then there's the 80s movies that I almost chose with Back to the Future, Ferris Bueller, and Blues Brothers. I just wasn't feeling.
Back to the Future.
I just wasn't feeling Back to the Future right now.
Yeah.
And
Earth
then there.
Earth Angel.
And then there was Step Brothers, because Catalina Wine Mixer. And then.
And Adam Scott sings like in the car.
Oh my god, Sweet Child of Mine. Yeah. That scene. I watch that scene all the time. I'll just look it up on YouTube. My name is Eric, and I can sing high like that.
Okay.
And then what's the actress's name who plays his wife?
Is it Catherine Hahn?
Catherine Hahn.
And then she goes, terrible, awful, flat, 200 a week for music lessons for this. All right. And then he goes to his son. He's like, save it with the solo, son. And he goes, I'll stop. And then Juno.
Oh my god, Juno. I mean, I wouldn't call that like a musical movie, but even though I know that they sing at the end. Yeah.
Oh, that would suck. It's like this musical movie, and the only performance is literally at the fucking end with a ukulele.
And it's like a fucking acoustic guitar,
a wigwag
things. Yeah. And it's like, like your catchiness would not be high for Juno, you know?
We would have had two Rainn Wilson movies on the list.
All right. Alec, do you guys have a coin? Because I don't have one on me.
Yeah, we have a coin.
Yeah.
All right, Holland.
All right, Lagra. All
right, fuck. Holland sucks at this.
Holland in here. Now you're putting all this pressure on me.
Whatever. Just fucking do your best. I believe in you.
Okay. Hey, that was good.
That was actually
good. You didn't call it.
Oh, shit. Tails?
It's a head.
Yes. Yes.
My fuck.
Holland, you have a chance. Holland, you have a chance.
No. I don't know if that's true, but.
Oh, God, it better not be fucking Country Bears.
Oh, wait, hang on. We got it. All right, Gray's spinning the wheel.
I have a question. Massacre of Disguise wouldn't have qualified.
Team America!
All right, Holland. I won't get good points from Holland, but, you know, we'll see.
I'm so glad I didn't get this.
You would have gotten way more points if you had gotten it.
I don't think that's true. My basketball points were terrible.
We'll see. Oh, man.
I'm like, I'm glad I didn't get both of the fucking Trey Parker, Matt Stone movies.
Right, basketball is really bad.
I bet this movie does not age well.
It certainly does not. But
this holdup is gonna be terrible.
Bless you.
Ooh,
hey, did I get any bonus points for Superbad?
You did. You got an extra point.
Let's go.
Aw, man. I wanted Holland to get this one.
Okay, well.
All right, well, maybe Holland will get fucking Country Bears.
We have
to
watch
still hope.
Team America World Police. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yep.
So obviously the commentary is still very relevant.
Yeah, Team America World Police.
Oh my god. This is one where I'm like, Meg, you don't need to watch this with me.
Don't worry, guys. It's on Paramount Plus.
You can go, Meg, what night are you? Do you have plans and you're out of the house? I'll watch TV.
Yeah, I'm like,
it's an hour 38, so not the worst.
Yeah, I'll just be like, oh, you have a shoot that day? Okay, I'll watch it then.
All right, next up, Allegra's defending Team America.
Woo! I mean, fuck yeah!
And, yeah.
Slurpees, fuck yeah!
Yeah, follow us on Instagram, at LatchkeySibs. You can email. Actually, I think we got an email from Tiffany that I haven't read yet because I was going to save it. Because I think she sent us an email with a theme idea for us to keep in mind. So she says, hey, y'all, love the podcast. I was re-listening to one of the draft episodes because I love a draft. Ooh. Okay, another draft fan. And an idea just popped into my brain. Disney Chanuary, an all-decom month for January. Not sure what your schedule looks like for the foreseeable future, but I think that would be a fun idea.
We got to do a decom month.
That, yeah. So... amazing idea. I love the pun. Send us all the puns you have, people. But yeah, we'll keep that in mind for sure. And so yeah, if you want to send us your draft ideas or theme ideas, you can email us at latchkeysibs@gmail.com. You can message us on Instagram at latchkeysibs. Make sure to check our Instagram stories every week to vote on our scores. But that is all that we have for today. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
There is only Zool. Every little thing I do never seems enough for